Last week, we ended off with a question. If Yoyish and his noblemen were already punished and killed for murdering Zechariah, why was there an additional punishment at the time of the Churban, when over 900,000 Yidden were killed because of Zechariah's blood? So perhaps we can explain that there really were two separate averas involved. One avera was Yoyish's complete lack of hakaras hatoyif to Yahyada, who had saved his life and installed him as king. No matter what, Yoyish should never have harmed Zechariah, who was Yahyada's son. For this avera, many of his ministers were killed, and Yoyish himself was assassinated by his own avadim, as we discussed last week. But there was a second avera, the obvious and terrible crime of killing Koyin Venavi. It was for that avera that hundreds of thousands were killed later at the time of the Churban. This week's Haftarah talks about Shlomo HaMelech's preparations for building the Beis HaMikdash. He sent a massive workforce to Levanon, where they chopped down trees for the construction. Another group worked in the rock quarries, carving out enormous stones. The Navi tells us that 480 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the month of Ziv, construction began. Today we call that month Iyar. But Tosfos tells us in Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin Amud Aleph that our current month's names are actually Babylonian names. The name Ziv means shine, because in this month the trees are radiant and full in their foliage. The Haftarah then describes the windows of the Beis HaMikdash. Inside, the windows were narrow, and on the outside, they were widened. The Gemara in Menachas Daf Tevav Amud Beis points out that normally windows are built the opposite way, wide on the inside as well, in order to let in more light. The Beis HaMikdash's windows were built this way to teach us something very deep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Tzarich La'ar. Hashem doesn't need light. On the contrary, the Mikdash is what lights up the world. The Haftarah continues with a very detailed description of the layout of the Beis HaMikdash, all the measurements and dimensions, and it concludes with Hashem's message to Shlomo: as long as Klal Yisrael keeps the mitzvahs, then Hashem's Shechina will rest among them. The connection to the Parsha is obvious. Parsha's Truma discusses the preparation and dimensions of the Mishkan, so the Haftarah discusses the preparation and dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash. But there are a few questions. First, why does the Navi emphasize that the Mikdash was built 480 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim? We find a similar idea in Sefer Daniel, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Hei, where the Malach tells Daniel that the Geula will come after Idon v'Idonin uplag Idon. Rashi explains that an Idon refers to a major era in Jewish history, and he identifies it as the 480 years for Yetzias Mitzrayim until the Mikdash was built. Why is that era so significant? Perhaps we can explain based on the Ramban at the beginning of this parsha. The Ramban says that the entire purpose of the Mishkan and later the Mikdash was to provide a place for the Kavod Hashem that was revealed to us at Har Sinai. According to this, the entire period from Yetzias Mitzrayim until the building of the Mikdash was one long process, striving to create a permanent makom for Hashem's presence. So it makes sense that the Navi counts specifically from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Another question. The Gemara tells us in Megillah, Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, that there were over a million Nevi'im in Klal Yisrael, yet only Nevuas that are relevant for the future were written down. But we know that the dimensions of the Bayis Sheni were different from the Bayis Rishon, as taught in Mishnayos Midos. And we know as well that the Bayis Shlishi will have different dimensions as described in Yecheskel Perek Mem. So why are the dimensions of the Bayis Rishon recorded at all, if they seemingly have no relevance for the future? The Tosfos Yontov, in his Akdama to Mishnayos Midos, asks a similar question. If the Bayis Shlishi is different from the Bayis Sheni, what is the point of recording the dimensions of the Bayis Sheni? He answers that the Bayis Sheni was a bridge, partly like bias rishon and partly like bias shlishi. Since there are unclear areas in the Cheskel about the bias shlishi, we need the information from the bias sheni to guide us. Based on this, we can answer our question as well. Some of the dimensions of the bias rishon were used in the bias sheni, so those nevuas are absolutely relevant for the future, because without them, we couldn't have built the second base of Mikdash properly. And finally, one last question. At the end of Haftorah, when Hashem tells Shlomo that the entire purpose of the Mikdash depends on keeping the Torah, the Pasuk says, Vehi Devar Hashem El Shlomo. The Medrash in Seder Olam, Perek Chaf, says that this message was not given directly to Shlomo, but rather through Achi Ashiloni. How does Chazal know that? After all, Shlomo was a Navi. Why couldn't the Nevuah have been given to him directly?